All right, so we start hour number three. Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. The program is The Jungle. The program is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage, by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. All right, welcome to the show. Coming up next segment, we are scheduled to speak with Ice Cube, founder of The Big Three, rap legend, actor, producer, content producer, renaissance man, Cube, scheduled to join me next segment. We had Dave Roberts scheduled in hour number two, but the owners were meeting, and then he was going to be briefed. So we may try and find a spot for him in hour number three, if possible. I've also said a number of times today that the story is so fluid, and it changes so dramatically, and things happen. Like, literally from the time that I walked from my office to the studio to open the program, there were things happening. Literally during that long break, a number of things have happened once again. Let me update you on the very latest, and I will take telephone calls. If you're on hold, stay there. I want your input. In the meantime, I'm looking at Twitter right now, where news breaks quickly. Bruce Feldman tweeted, Greg Sankey announced that the SEC has suspended all on and off campus recruiting through March 30th. So the SEC is not going to recruit on or off campus. Sam Amick on Twitter tweets something interesting. Quote, one of many NBA issues that sprouts from coronavirus crisis. There is concern in the player community about test results being leaked to the media, the damage it does to a player and family, and stigma it creates. Complicated convo, of course, because it's a public health situation. I think that's a very good point. Again, the point. There are two NBA players that have tested positive. That does not mean that there are only two NBA players with it. In fact, who knows how many people have it? We know that Rudy Gobert tested positive. We know that teammate Donovan Mitchell tested positive. And the league did the right thing by immediately suspending play when there was the first positive test. You had to. Adam Schefter tweets, here's the first of what could be many. Eagles are shutting down their training facility, team owner Jeffrey Lurie said in a statement. All right, so NFL teams, until now, had been relatively quiet on this. The Eagles are shutting down their training facility. John Rothstein tweeted, Duke has suspended all athletic competition for the foreseeable future per a release. All right, so the Philadelphia Eagles shut down their training facility. Duke is suspending all athletic competition. Duke's AD is the chair of the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee. We're still waiting on the tournament. Remember, it had already been announced by the NCAA that the men's tournament and the women's basketball tournaments were both going to be played, but without fans. At this point, again, I hate to even say it, but how can you play the tournament? NHL has shut down. NBA has shut down. We're waiting on Major League Baseball. Let's go to the phones. I've got Ice Cube coming up next segment. Let's go to Vallejo. Mike, nice to have you on the show. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Jim. How about yourself?
Good, good.
So I just wanted to touch on the whole David Price thing, saying, you know, well, we all got kids. Like, I got two kids. I share custody with their mom, and I pick them up on Thursday. And I normally take them to Chuck E. Cheese. And it's just scary to think I can't even take my kids to Chuck E. Cheese or the park or anything without having to worry about some kid being infected or another parent being infected. I mean, I was just at the bar last week watching the UFC fight. And, of course, I'm in the bathroom washing my hands. And right behind me, the guy using the urinal walks right out, doesn't even wash his hands. And people are being so careless about it, man. After that, we had the same waiter. He was sitting at the table right across from me. And I was just like, man, I'm not ordering anything the rest of the night. I'm not touching anything the rest of the night. It made me want to leave the bar. So to have kids, and yeah, I mean, it just raises even more of a concern because it's inciting panic everywhere. And when, you know, people panic, you know, it causes fear and, you know, people are going to end up doing stupid things to each other. And that's what worries me the most, is not being able to take care of my kids.
I got it, Mike. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Mike. You know, David Price, I had that quote that Jeff Passan tweeted, that Price said, hey, listen, this is bigger than baseball. I've got two kids. Of course, it's bigger than baseball. It's bigger than basketball. It's bigger than hockey. It's bigger than football. It's bigger than the conference tournaments. It's bigger than the NCAA tournament. It's bigger than the NBA playoffs. Yeah, I know it's disappointing. It's disappointing if you're a Laker fan and you think this is LeBron's shot to win a championship on his third franchise. It's disappointing if you're a Bucks fan and you think this is your year. It's disappointing as the guy who called up earlier in the program and said, my daughter was going to go to a soccer tournament in Vegas. She's worked really hard for this. It's all disappointing. It sucks. It sucks for any child, any teenager, any adult, anybody who has worked really hard to put themselves in position to capitalize on a great opportunity. Of course, it's a big drag. It's also real and it's serious. This is not some hoax. It's not just some bug. It's a global pandemic. So we should listen to health. Hey, don't listen to me. I'll say it again. Don't listen to me. Who the hell am I anyway? I'm a sports talk show host. Listen to medical experts who have been charged with learning about these types of things and disseminating the information and were responsible for public health care. Listen to them. They know what they're talking about. Educate yourself, arm yourself with the information, make good choices. And again, that does not make us paranoid. It does not make us alarmists. This is not a political issue. Be smart. Be responsible. Be proactive. And again, if you're not worried about yourself, great, I guess. Worry about those who are around you, your neighbors, your loved ones, people who are at risk even if you think that you are not. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go this time to Iowa. Shane in Iowa. Hi, Shane. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Thanks for taking me.
Thank you. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to just comment on maybe a silver lining and all this at a personal level. I guess sports has taken, I've loved sports all my life, and I've never been had sports taken away, you know, like they are today. And I guess it's just making me realize how much of how whack I am and how much I rely on it for just entertainment and just how much I base my life on it. So, I don't know. It's just opened my eyes to, you know, there's more important things, I guess, than sports. And, you know, I was always kind of in denial of that I was addicted to it. But I think this made me realize how much I was attached to it. And it's going to be good for to have my priorities back in line. So, yeah, thanks for taking my call and for your great work.
Thank you, Shane. I understand what you're saying. Now, that's the thing about sports, right? Sports is there as an escape. A lot of us use sports as an escape. Life is hard. Maybe life didn't turn out the way we had hoped. Maybe we're going through a stretch where things are not good at work. Maybe things are not good at home. Maybe things have never been good at work. Maybe things have never been good at home. Maybe sports have always been that getaway. Maybe sports have always been your passion. Hey, look, I love sports. I've made my entire living talking about watching sports, interviewing athletes. I love it. But it is an escape, right? Well, what happens when the escape becomes all too real? What happens when the people that we look to help us escape are impacted directly by real life? Because that's what's happening right here. And then the people that we look to help us escape are the ones saying, this is real. This is bigger than us. We know you're looking to us to entertain you. However, we have greater concerns. It's bigger than us. Because like you, we also have kids. And we have family. So yeah, this is a way to reset everybody. And not just as a reset. Not just as a check. Or to kind of see where you're at. It is all those things, to be sure. But on top of that, it's serious. And in many cases, life-threatening. So do the right thing. Take the necessary precautions. And again, can we not make this a political issue? I don't really think the coronavirus cares whether you lean left or right. It's indiscriminate. It can get anybody. Can we not make this a political issue? Cube's going to come up in about 10 minutes on the program. Let's go this time to Las Vegas. John. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Jim?
Good. Good, John.
Listen, your comment with regard to how this impacts people around us is what prompted me to call today, and I appreciate you taking my call. About a week and a half ago, my brother and I were talking about this whole situation, and we decided to call a family meeting. We've got four generations of our family living here in Las Vegas. Our parents are 80-plus years of age, and we basically just put together a family plan that was going to, that we hope will protect all of us. You know, it's, as you say, it's bigger than any organization. It's bigger than any family or individual. And I think we have to think about the concentricity of all of this because it spreads, you know, exponentially.
I think you're right. That's my whole point. And thank you, John, very much. Let me just respond to that. It spreads quickly. Again, I am not a medical expert. I do not profess to be an expert in this, but it seems to me, in terms of the spread, it spreads like wildfire. Exponentially, there's a multiplier effect that's here. It's 2, then it's 4, then it's 8, then it's 16, then it's 32. So what you want to do at this point, since maybe we were not all properly prepared, maybe we did not all take it seriously enough in the beginning, maybe we were slow to react, now is the time to be aggressive. Now is the time to move swiftly. The NBA, you know, Howard Beck made the point that the NBA probably reacted too slowly. Perhaps. That might not be your opinion, but you got to know that they had that plan in place, right? They knew. They knew a second a player tested positive, and they had to know that it was going to happen. But that's why they made that decision, and they enacted that policy literally minutes after Rudy Gobert tested positive, because that was their plan. They had to. So what's our plan now? How are we going to react? Are we going to be proactive? Are we going to be reactive? Or are we just going to pretend that it's not going on? Because it is. It is, and it's serious, and it's not some internet hoax. It's not media hype. It's real. Again, I go back to it. It's kind of hard to believe. All those people who are selling that, yeah, it's just media hype. This is just a hoax. Oh, wait a minute. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson tested positive? Damn. This is real. Right. It's real. America's most beloved actor has it, and a couple of superstar athletes have it, and those are the ones that we know of. When we come back, Ice Cube joins me. That's coming up next. Phone lines are open. The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find the next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role quickly. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. And by the way, you can count me as one of them. I'm on the site all the time. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills that you're looking for. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. This is how LinkedIn makes sure that your job post is seen by the people you want to hire. People with the right skills and qualifications and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Visit LinkedIn.com/Rome. That's LinkedIn.com/Rome. LinkedIn.com/ROME. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Jim Rome with you on this Thursday. Challenging times, crazy times. We are joined right now by a mogul, an award-winning actor, a director, a producer, a music icon, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His films include Boys in the Hood, Friday, Three Kings, and Barbershop. He is the co-founder of the Big Three League. Tickets for the 2020 Big League season. Big Three, go on sale tomorrow. We are joined by Ice Cube. Cube, it's nice to have you back. How are you?
Man, Jim, you give me the best intros, man. I think I need to take you on tour, man. You can bring me out on stage.
Done, man. Done. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in. Anytime. You let me know when. You let me know where, Cube.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
you sound good doing it.
I appreciate it. You earned it. So there's a lot to talk about today, and our initial plan had been to talk about the upcoming season and the fact that tickets go on sale tomorrow and the games are going to be broadcast on CBS. Out of an abundance of caution, you and the league developed potential plans to have games in an intimate, controlled environment in Los Angeles. Can you give me a sense? What kind of conversations have you and the rest of the league officials had over the past couple of days as it relates to the virus?
Well, we actually been talking for a few weeks. You know, we saw how this thing was moving, and we wanted to have a contingency plan in place. The Big Three was supposed to go to China in May. So being able not to go, we saw that, okay, this is a real issue and it could come to the United States. So we actually been planning for a couple of days, and we think we came up with a plan that works for the fans and definitely works for the league. The most important thing was to make sure that the season was not interrupted in any way. We will start June 20th. All games will be on CBS every Saturday. So it's a beautiful thing to know that we're going to play. Now what we did was we decided to have six of the games in a cool but controlled environment in Los Angeles, and still put 40 games on sale, which is Memphis, New York, and Portland. Those had already did a pre-sale. We felt like if this thing blows over, it'll still be cool for us to go to some of our cities, you know, even though six of the weeks will be played in L.A. So we felt like this is the best of both worlds. This is the best scenario that works for the Big Three and the fans. If it blows over, we're going to be in four cities out of 10. If it don't, all 10 games will be in Los Angeles. So we're ready for anything, Jim.
We're talking to Cube. He is the co-founder of the Big Three League. He's laying it all out, and the season is going to take place the first week of the season on June 20th. It sounds as if you've been talking about this and making your plans. Cube, do you have any sense? I mean, nobody really does, right? You have any sense how this might go, how you think it's going to go? What are you personally anticipating?
Well, I'm hoping as it gets hotter that this virus find it hard to survive and, you know, end up becoming a seasonal thing, which will give us a little time to get a hold of it and come up with a vaccine or whatever we need to do. So, I mean, that's the best case scenario to me, that it doesn't pick up momentum but loses momentum. But we got to be ready for everything. You know, everybody got to stay clean. You know, I've been turned into a maid around everything. You know, I'm cleaning, I'm wiping everything down. So that's just the world right now. We got to make the adjustment and do anything we can to ensure the safety of each other.
Ice Cube joining us. What a key point you just made. I've been saying that all day, Cube, that even if you think that it's not a threat to you, even if you feel like you're not vulnerable, stop thinking about you. Great. Hopefully it's not. Think about those around you. Think about your neighborhood. Think about your community. Think about the loved ones. Think about people who are at risk. All right. So I appreciate your thoughts on how the Big Three is handling the virus. I want to shift for a moment and talk about the league itself. It is your fourth season. Your games are scheduled to be broadcast on CBS again. This was a dream that you had a while back. How does it feel then to be entering your fourth season?
It's amazing. You know, I don't even really believe that we've been able to make it this far. You know, the odds of a new league, lasting into its fourth season is very slim. New leagues have tried to penetrate the marketplace and have been rejected and sent away. So for us to have stand power, for us to, get respect from the sports industry and the sports fan is huge. Us being on CBS, the prestige of that is something that, you can't really measure. It puts us right in line with the big boys, We feel like we got a big boy sport, and it's only a matter of time before we're going to just be a part of American sports, and people won't even remember the day we came into existence, because people just know we're just here.
See, to me, Cube, that's the thing, right? If you're entering your fourth season, I mean, you've already gotten through that first major, major hump or series of humps, and now you're looking to grow and improve, and you're in it for the long term, so you're looking to evolve and grow and improve. One of the changes this season is the ball being bright red, the fireball. What was the thinking that was behind that, and why did you feel like that was an important change?
Well, we actually coined our sport. You know, for the first 3 years, we were saying, hey, we're professional three-on-three basketball, but we're actually not. We're our own sport. If you look at three-on-three and FIBA, it's a very different game than what we're playing. So we leaned into what the kids were calling our game, which is fireball. So we just put a three on it and called our game Fireball 3. So the big three is who we are, and Fireball 3 is what we play. Just like the NBA is the NBA, but they play basketball. So we wanted to lean in, coin our game, and be able to make adjustments and changes without, you know, I guess offending the purists, the basketball purists, who might not like our bring the fire rule, which is a rule that allow players and coaches to challenge one foul per half and go one-on-one for the points. You know, we think it's exciting and new, and we would never do that if we were still trying to represent standard three-on-three. So, you know, Fireball 3 is what we do, and expect us to keep on making, you know, innovations that make the game more competitive and exciting and faster. This year, we're 22 and up, and not, you know, so we're losing the stigma of a retirement league. And so these are things that we feel are pushing us to, you know, that inflection point where this thing starts to roll downhill. And, you know, we're happy to be here, and we're happy to take on all challenges.
Until
what's
then,
cool, too, yeah. You know, not to cut you off, Jim, but what's cool this year, the winning team makes a little more money than the losing team. So the competition is even going to be that much more, you know, sharper and greater.
That incentive always works. Cube, I know you have to balance. One quick follow, one last thing. And there are other changes as well. Also in terms of eligibility, you're going to have open tryouts, meaning professional basketball experience is no longer required to play in the league. In other words, former NFL tight ends could play in the Big Three league now. What could that mean for your league?
It can open it up. You know, why limit ourselves to you know, professional basketball players or former professional players or whatever you want to call it? You know, we feel like there's, you know, millions of athletes out there. Maybe a few of them can play on this level. Let's give them a try. Maybe it's some guys who play in the NFL that still love basketball. You know, I mean, damn, we see J. Cole and Chris Brown out there playing. Can they play at this level? Who knows? You know, so this open tryout, and it's not going to be a gift. You have to go through the fire. You have to go through our Hall of Fame coaches, our all-star players, and if they bless you with an invitation to the combine, you do your thing in the combine where all the pro athletes going to be, you might make it on the team. So it's exciting, man.
He's a mogul. He is the co-founder of the Big Three League. Tickets for the 2020 season go on sale tomorrow, and the plan is to go as proceeding or as planned. The first week of the season is scheduled to take place on June 20th. Cube, it's great to have you back. Really appreciate your thoughts. Good luck with that. I know we'll do it again soon.
Much love, much respect, Jim. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Much love, much respect. I appreciate you, and I am available to go on tour, Cube. You let me know when and where. I can get you out there on stage. Ice Cube. Award-winning actor, director, producer, music icon, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, Cube is one of those guys. I truly care what he thinks. He is so compelling, so interesting. Tastemaker, mogul, entrepreneur, artist. Like, I really care what he thinks about lots of things. And I'm always eager to have that conversation. when we return. One more segment. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. As I mentioned and have been mentioning, things continue to break and update every minute. And there's more news. Stay tuned. Also, something you might want to look for later on. Episode 120 of the Jim Rome podcast. I may give you a little taste of that. Caron Butler is my guest. You want to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We are close. We are convenient. We are known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Here is your sports update. So good to run down Ice Cube. We had Howard Beck, we had Cube, we had Dave Roberts scheduled, but the situation is fluid and changing, and Dave Roberts was scheduled, but then the owners had to meet, and he had to be briefed, and so we were going to have to move that and reset that. 1-800-636-8686. Let's check out some of the reaction in this open segment. I want to direct you also to episode 120 of the Jim Rome podcast. If you're looking for a little bit of different angle, something else to hear, something else to do, I can promise you that you will not be overloaded with talk about the virus in that podcast. For one, we taped the podcast on Tuesday, but it holds up. That's the beauty of the podcast, right? They're evergreen. There are things that you can go back. I've got a catalog of 119 of these things, and they all hold up. You can go back and listen to any of them at any point, and they're all fascinating. They're all great. Top guests, top conversations. And Caron Butler is no different. I want to get to that in a minute if I can. A couple of emails. Dear Rome, players on DraftKings are losing their minds. A lot of money not paid out because of cancellations. I was wondering how hard Vegas is going to get hit over this. Drew in Buffalo, everybody is getting hit hard over this. I do know that the flight deck reached out to me. And I know he's getting hit hard over this. Exactly what is he going to get down on? I said, I don't know. Deck, I'm a little more concerned about what the hell I'm going to talk about for 3 hours every single day. But he said he already got some of his futures monies back, if not all of it, wherever he gambles. I'm not sure where that is. Van Smack, I too have grave concerns for the content of your show, with seemingly no sports to discuss in the foreseeable future. However, tough times call for tough decisions. Bring back the Hack Off. Bring back Romageddon for unmatched content that other sports radio programs will not be able to compete with. Unwar Flight Deck going through gambling withdrawals and moving to esports for his daily fix. Jesse in El Paso, he moved to the XFL and had success doing it. This guy brings up a really interesting point. I have to be honest, we have been discussing it internally, but not at length yet, and we will. But what do we do if there are no games and there are no leagues and there are no matchups to talk about? Yeah, well, thankfully I've done this for 30 years. Got lots of different content. I have lots of different relationships. I've got a Hack Off. I've got Romageddon. Maybe it's time to bring back the Rat Family. Just kidding. That's the challenge. I'm up for the challenge. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. It's at times like these where we find separation. We find who can do it and who can't. You want to talk about leveling the playing field. Let's see. Hey, Snag, a good portion of the people are of the mindset that, oh, this won't happen to me. I wish I could be of that mentality, but I'm in my 40s now with a family. Be vigilant. Check on your parents. Stay local. This is just the beginning, and the numbers will get a lot bigger. But if we are smart, we won't have something similar to what happened in Italy. The cancellation of sporting events should be the least of our concerns. My thoughts go out to those who have been affected. Be smart. Scott in the Bay. I agree with that. It's a Extremely well said. The cancellation of the games should be the least of our concerns. Be smart. Be proactive. Make good decisions. Dear Jim, I appreciate your point of view. I appreciate your point on the coronavirus, but I find your words to be hollow and without meaning. If you were really worried about people suffering and getting sick, you would stop putting Matt from LA on the air. Sincerely, 100% of your listeners were Jeff from Richmond. Nobody ever got sick from listening to Matt from LA. Nobody ever contracted anything from hearing somebody. Not even Matt. Dear Jim, with the suspension of all sports-related activities, could you please focus on expanding the rat and giraffe family? See? I knew you were going there. Wore torso-length necks and rodent-like proboscis. Patrick in Sea Springs. I see you working. I see what you're all doing. You're thinking, yeah, Rome, I know that you've done shows before. You've done shows before without callers. You've done shows before without people to interview. Hey, Rome, let's see what happens when you have to do a show without sports. Then you'll have no choice. You'll bring back the Rat Family. You'll bring back the Hack Off. You'll bring back the Giraffe Family. First of all, I cannot bring back something that never existed. You'll bring back the Hack Off. Maybe you'll give us a smack off earlier. Maybe you'll say there are no rules. You'll get desperate. I don't have all the answers, but I will have enough answers. Enough that I will never bring back the Piece of Crap Family, the Rat Family. I won't resurrect the glossary from back in the day. The world's changing. We're in a really challenging time right now. We need to adjust. We need to make do. We need to carve content. And I will. Speaking of content, I've got episode 120 of the Jim Rome podcast. And that is now live. And I gotta admit, it does feel a little bit strange to kind of leave the topic at hand. But maybe after 3 hours of that, you're looking for something a little bit different. Maybe you want to go in a different direction. If you're one of those people looking to change up, or maybe you want to hear me talk about something other than this, other than the thing I just hit on for 3 hours, make sure you fire up episode 120 of the Jim Rome podcast. It is with Caron Butler. You know, this is not me with a shameless plug in the middle of a global pandemic. This is merely a notification that I've got content options for you. And if you need to get away from the topic of the day for a little while, here's something for you to do. I would highly recommend you check out this podcast. Caron Butler's got an amazing story. He's got an amazing journey that you may or may not know. And when I say that, I don't say that for effect. When I say that, I don't say that lightly. Caron Butler was a dude who was slinging drugs as an 11-year-old kid. He grew up in Racine, Wisconsin. Very, very rough area. He was arrested multiple times by the age of 14 during a drug raid in 1997. Authorities found 1.5 ounces of crack cocaine at his mother's house where Caron was staying. At that time, he was the only one there. If it wasn't for an officer named Rick Geller, Caron could have been gone, could have been looking at 10 to 15 years of incarceration. Instead, because of Rick Geller, he got one of the biggest breaks of his entire life.
Sergeant Rick Geller, who's a retired police officer now, but he used to work for the Racine Police Department, the SWAT team, and traditionally the ATF, and they did, you know, home raids. And I think in 97, they did a drug raid on my mom's house. And they came in and they found 1.5 ounces of rocked up cocaine in the garage. And it was not mine. Rick Geller was the lead for the SWAT. And when they came in there, they could have easily gave me 10 to 15 years because of my priors. And Rick Geller granted me favor. He told his superior officer at the time to not take me to jail. And I was handcuffed and I was on my way to the rap van. but he made the decision to say that the informant did not get the drugs from me and that he felt like it would be doing the justice system a disservice by taking me into corrections. We know what happens in situations like that traditionally where especially, you know, a black and brown male in a drug house or a drug-infested neighborhood and you get caught up in a raid and they walk away with some narcotics and the individual don't go to jail. That's bad math. But he made sure that that was the situation, and I'm forever grateful for him making that great judgment that day.
So Rick Geller did not take Ron Butler in that day, despite having him in a drug house with an ounce and a half of crack cocaine. That's because Rick Geller did not believe that it was Caron's drugs, because Geller knew that Caron was holding down a job at that time at Burger King. He said he never knew of a drug dealer that worked at Burger King, and that judgment in that situation changed Caron's life. There's so much more to that story, just that story alone, in a 45-minute podcast. So I'll save that part of it. You need to find that yourself. Caron then goes to play basketball at UConn. Besides a great recruiting pitch from the coaches, it was actually some tour guiding from the legend that is Khalid El-Amin that put Connecticut over the top for Caron.
Khalid El-Amin is the reason why I went to UConn. Khalid El-Amin was my guy that I had on the visit, and he took me out, he took me around, and he was so live. And I know a lot of people won't believe this, but Storrs, Connecticut, back then, it was just like basically like Sacramento with the cows and the bells and everything. But Khalid El-Amin made it seem so intriguing. He made it seem like a Vegas feel to it, man, where I was just like, oh, I didn't know all this stuff happened in Connecticut, man, and I was just excited to go there. So he pretty much sold me on the university.
Khalid, man, I'm still laughing. I love that guy so much. I had so much fun talking to him back in the day. After UConn, Caron was drafted by Pat Riley in the Heat. To this day, he credits Pat Riley for instilling in him everything it meant to be a professional in the NBA.
It was the best experience I ever had because a lot of players come to organizations in different situations, and I say this time and time again, I would not have had the career that I've had, and I wouldn't be able to function at a high level as a citizen in society if I wasn't drafted by the Miami Heat first, because I think that basketball and sports teach you a lot about life, teach you how to be consistent, goal-oriented, and I think that all those things was planted in me early by the legendary Pat Riley.
And then 2 years with the Heat, and then Caron gets sent across the country to the Lakers, where he met Kobe Bryant. And even though they played just one season together, Caron said that Kobe's impact on him is going to last a lifetime.
You meet people in your life sometime that, and I know you probably go through this process or have had this process where you met someone and y'all just clicked immediately. I felt that way when I got traded to the Lakers. Kobe had signed a massive deal for over $130 million and at the press conference, and I'm there, and Brian Grant, Lamar Odom, and we're all sitting there watching him sign the contract, and he immediately turned to me and said, you know, you ready to black out? You know, like, we got to get it in. You ready to black out? I said, yeah, man, I'm excited to be next to greatness, and I know you know the way. Yeah, of course. And be here tomorrow morning. You know, I think it was like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. or something. And we started the process, and all the stories that Pat Riley told me about preparation, I saw it in the prime of Kobe's career. I saw his preparation. I saw his due diligence. I saw the way that he evaluated film and coverages and how he prepared for everything. You take those qualities and those instances in life, there's no way you can be successful. And we pick up the phone yesterday, and, you know, my guy's driving me, and I call my brother's phone, and I do that from time to time, you know, because I at least call him once a week, and we just connected or shot a text to each other or send each other a bottle of wine as we watch from a distance and see our accomplishments. And that's a void that will never be filled again. I miss him dearly, but his words, they stick with me, and they stick with me heavy. And I know he's watching, and I want to continue to make him proud. I want to continue to live up to the things that we talked about, and, you know, I hold that close.
Caron Butler is amazing. Want to know how interesting he is? Mark Wahlberg is producing a movie about his life. Make sure you look for that. Episode 120, Caron Butler. 45 minutes of a conversation like that on the Jim Rome podcast. Look for it on all the normal spots. Google Play, Apple Podcasts, JimRome.com. Got plans this weekend. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. It's raining here in SoCal. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance. They last 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades available only at Walmart. My thanks to Howard Beck and Ice Cube. Thank you for listening.